Welcome, everyone. My name is Dave Rossell. I am the chair of this board, and it's very nice to see you all today. We'd like to welcome you to the September 4th meeting, 2024, of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of the commission is to promote the educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the unincorporated areas of Chatham County. This commission is appointed by the Board of Commissioners and is not affiliated with any for-profit or nonprofit organizations. Development standards as set forth in the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance and visual compatibility factors and design standards developed for each district of the property as set forth in each district or property zoning ordinances are used by the commission to determine the compatibility of proposed changes and new development visible from the public right away, including streets, lanes, and sidewalks within districts or properties. The commission cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinances. Items such as land use, landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, impact on property values, and interior arrangement of structures are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in the issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for decisions. I wanted to begin the meeting asking everyone to please turn off their cell phones. And then I would like the board to introduce themselves. And we can start here on my right. Thank you.
Can you hear me? Jane Kozlik. Sorry, called me in short. Jane Kozlik. A native of Savannah, and I'm all about preservation. I live at Isle of Hope, and I think this is a wonderful thing, and I'm excited about today.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Kurt Norrell. I teach history at Georgia Southern University on the Armstrong campus.
Good afternoon. My name is Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson. I'm Senior Director for Economic Development with the City of Savannah. I am a preservationist and care to preserve the historic nature of our community. I'm a lifelong Savannian.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ken Odermatt. I'm also a native of Savannah, Georgia, born and raised. I work in real estate development, but I have a special interest in historic preservation.
Thank you very much. And my name is Dave Rossell. I teach architectural history at the Savannah College of Art and Design. And this is a real honor to be on this board. I have a strong interest in the history, but also preservation of Chatham County. Should we also at this point in, have the staff introduce themselves, you think? Or should we wait on that?
Thank you, Dave. So, Jonathan Mellon, I'm the Director of Historic Preservation and Urban Design at the MPC.
And I'm Caitlin Chamberlain, Principal Historic Preservation Planner, also with the MPC.
And then I'm Kelly, and I'm Senior Preservation Planner here, so.
Thank you very much. Members of the commission receive an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually visit the site, the sites or sites of the project. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Commissioners, were any projects not properly posted this month?
I went out and visited the site and it was properly posted as far as I can tell the sign.
Thank you. The next agenda item is consent agenda, and there's nothing that we need to address in the consent agenda, so we'll move on. The next item in the agenda is approval of minutes of the previous meeting. Minutes from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. Are there any additions?
Chairman, you need to adopt the agenda first.
Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda? Thank you. Thank you. That's the agenda for today, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
I move that we adopt the agenda for the September 4th, 2024 Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission meeting.
Thank you.
As printed.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And please state your name, full name, when you either make a motion or second.
My name is Miranda Lumpkin-Lawson. I move for the adoption of the September 4th, 2024 Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission agenda as printed.
Thank you.
Thomas Kurt Norrell, and I second that motion.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda now is the approval of minutes of the previous meeting. So minutes from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? If not, then what we can have is a motion to approve the minutes. May I have that motion?
Miranda Lumpkin-Lawson, I move that we approve the minutes from our previous meeting of May 1st, 2024.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Thomas Kurt Norrell, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. And so the minutes are approved. The items, the next item on the agenda is the regular agenda item. And so applications that are submitted monthly appear on the regular agenda. And staff at this point is going to present the application with recommendation. The petitioner will then have the opportunity to respond to the recommendation, and the commissioner asks that the petitioner limit their presentation to 10 minutes or less and only address items identified as inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by the commission. The public will then have the opportunity to comment, after which the commissioner may respond to public comment. The commission will then go into commissioner discussion, at which point no further testimony is received until specifically requested of and granted by the chair. We will structure commissioner discussion by calling on each commission member for two rounds of two-minute comments or less, and commissioner members are not required to comment. All right.
So Kelly Mitchell is going to be presenting to you all this project. But before turning over to her, I just wanted to thank Mr. Washington. We met with him some months ago out at the site, and we hope this is the first of many future applications that come before you that really highlight the rich history of the Savannah region. When we went out to the site and we met him there, it's quite overgrown, and we know that there are many other sites in Savannah where there's this deep history that has been to some extent lost, and we're very excited at the opportunity that's here before you today to recognize an important cemetery site. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Kelly to do the presentation.
Okay, so the applicant is requesting to designate the Southfield Cemetery as a local historic property. So the property is located in, of course, unincorporated Chatham County in a community known as Burroughs. Burroughs has historically been known as the Ogeechee Riverneck and has historically been rice plantations and agricultural farming. Based on available information, Burroughs is historically an African-American community that's located on land that was once part of Wild Heron Plantation. According to the National Register nomination for New Ogeechee Missionary Baptist Church, during the 18th and 19th centuries, the Burroughs area was predominantly populated by slaves and a few plantation owners. The land was subdivided in the 1870s and 1880s, and former slaves were given the opportunity to buy the land on which they had lived. The community was chartered in 1898, though the charter was revoked in 1921. The community served as a railhead that shipped local produce, mainly to Savannah. There are a number of historic resources in this area, to include St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church and Ogeechee Baptist Church, both of which are on the National Register, as well as a number of older homes that are mainly 1920 bungalows. So according to the applicant, the cemetery dates back to the 1820 when it was established as a burial ground for the African-American community during time of segregation. Online resources indicate there are about 13 graves, though there are likely more in the area that you unmarked, you know, markers are missing and so on. The cemetery was one of two that was used by the new Ogeechee Missionary Baptist Church. It may have been affiliated with St. Bartholomew's as well. Staff finds that the site meets criteria C and D. The site has a connection with the local community as it serves as a final resting place for a number of community members. Also, according to the applicant, the Southfield Cemetery grew in size and importance within the African-American community. It became a symbol of resilience and strength, a place where the stories and struggles of generations were interred. Many notable individuals were found their eternal resting place in this cemetery, leaving behind a legacy that continues to inspire and endure. And with that, staff does recommend that the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission recommend approval to the County Board of Commissioners for this project as requested. The full recommendation is on the screen. Does the board have any questions?
All right, thank you very much. Are there any questions for the staff? State your name and
sure. Thomas Curtin-Oral, still. I was curious, as I read through the packet, who actually owns the property?
I believe the applicant will be able to answer that. I'm not sure offhand, but they should be able to answer.
Okay. And then one of the other questions I had was in the recommendation section, it says the staff recommends for the historic property designation. And maybe this is not a big deal, so forgive me if I'm getting too buried in the weeds here. But on the page, it's actually historic district designation. Is it a separate form, or are they used both for property and district?
So it's both as long as the right criteria are used.
Sorry?
Both as long as the, yes, she may well explain a little bit better than I can.
Just want to make sure that, you know.
Are you just referring to like the boxes that were checked on the form or?
At the top of the form, it says historic district.
Oh, I see what, I see.
Is that it?
That shouldn't matter. What matters is that the right criteria is used in the evaluation. So what's in the ordinance for a site versus a district and okay. Probably use the site criteria. So that's.
But it will be designated as a historic property rather yeah. than a district?
Yes.
Okay. The only reason I asked about that, because there was so much information about the surrounding properties, I didn't know if you were doing the district, but at one point it just said property.
So yeah, and the applicant had only applied for the cemetery, so we were just going with that one property.
And then the other thing I noticed under specific areas of significance, the only thing marked was ethnic heritage, but I would suggest that there might be actually more for that, because the Georgia Historic Resources file that you included, someone included the page, has it indicated as religious significance. And then in my visit to the site, all you had to do was tell me that it was not accessible, and that's enough to get me to go into the woods. So I went in there, and the only standing stone I found was for a gentleman named Hector Brown, who was in the United States Colored Troops, who fought in the Civil War from South Carolina, is buried at that site. That was the only one that I recognized the name. Well, that's not true. There was a second one that was buried in 1997, who served in World War II. So what I would also recommend is that under significance, not only just ethnic heritage and religious heritage, but military heritage, considering that the U.S. Colored Troops is a significant part of the U.S. history. So I would just say that there's more mm-hmm. significance than even is indicated there. That's it. That's all I had.
I have a question. Do we know how many souls are interned there?
Well, I can find a line that said 13, but again, the applicant may be able to say more. I'm not sure if there are any unmarked graves or anything in the cemetery itself.
That was my next question. Is there a registry catalog, a record of those souls? And that was my questions for now.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could add one more comment. So in my visual survey, I'm also an archaeologist. There are a number of what look like grave depressions to me. I mean, all over that area. Some were tree falls, but there were a significant number of depressions there that indicate at the very least 13, if not a lot more out there as well. So.
And the applicant is here if you would like to speak with them.
Please, go ahead.
Does the applicant wish to address? Please.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for having me here.
Will the petitioner please come forward and state your name for the record?
Hi, my name is Paul Washington, and I'm the petitioner.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. As far as the graves that are on the property, there's at least, because it's so overgrown, you can't really see it now. There's at least 70 to 100 graves there. 70 to 100. It's from one end to the other end. It's just been so overgrown that you can't really see it. If you walk up in, like he said, you can see the impressions, the sinkholes where the graves have sunk, but there are far more than what you can actually see. The shrubs and the trees and the leaves and the everything has fallen so much until you can't see.
All right. Are there any questions for the petitioner?
So I just want to return to the question of ownership. So
yes, sir.
Who owns the property?
It's owned by the Bowles Family Society.
Okay.
And that was a part of the Newell Geechee Baptist Church and partly associated with St. Bartholomew's.
Is there any requirement in designating a property that the owners of the property show concurrence for that? Okay. Okay. I'm seeing some nods. Okay. And
I'm sorry, members of the public aren't allowed to talk until public comment is requested.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
Are we, do we know whether we are the actual owners are supporting this nomination? Okay. Is it required by law? I'm ignorant on that point. Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for the petitioner?
Yes. As applicant for preservation designation, what plans in preservation do you have for the site?
The biggest, how this started was before I even sent in the application for it to be deemed historic, I was just trying to find someone. Most of my family has died away, and that's who the Bowles Society is, the family. I've been trying to get someone to help me with grants, any kind of funding just to get it cleaned off. We have two more family cemeteries that is in the neighborhood that the neighborhood just comes together on the first and second Saturdays of the month to clean them. I was just trying to get everything cleaned off so I can provide a clean resting place for the souls that are there. That's how it started. And then I put the application in to deem it historic.
Did I understand? I'm sorry. Follow up question. Do you have relation to any of the souls that are interned here?
About 80% of them.
80%?
Yeah, that's a family cemetery.
And you are a member of that family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That wasn't clear. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
So it sounds as though you are the living descendant that's vocally asserting an important,
I'm a living descendant.
Yes.
This is a living descendant.
Okay.
I have a cousin in the back that's a living descendant.
All right. Super.
I'm sorry. Follow up. It is your and your family members' intent to preserve the cemetery for family record, primarily?
For family record. And there's still, the burial stopped because it got so overgrown. No one was maintaining it. There's still actually places for families to bury there. But with the growth, it's just no one is going to come and do that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm open to any questions. Any questions?
All right. At this point, perhaps, are there any members of the public that would like to comment? And any members of the public that are commenting, please state your name for the record before you speak.
James Whitaker, 115 Palm Drive. My concern is if y'all clean it all up, the next thing you know, there's going to be tour buses out there and all that sort of stuff. I understand cleaning it up for the families, but I don't want a bunch of tourists out there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, just gawkers coming out there in big tour buses. You know, if y'all can make sure that doesn't happen, I don't mind the families coming over there and visiting their dearly departed. I don't have any problem with that. I just don't want a bunch of tourists coming over there and tracking troops in around that cemetery because it is a sacred place. I'm a retired military and there's two soldiers buried over there. I know how many people are probably buried over there. I can tell you there's more than 13 headstones over there. There's 13 headstones right there by the ditch. You don't even have to troop into the woods to see those. So I don't, you know, where they're getting 13, I don't know. You just didn't troop far enough into the woods. you know, so that's my only concern. I own the property right across the street. All right. So if y'all can guarantee me that, I have no objection to anybody coming in there and cleaning it up.
All right. Thank you very much for your comment.
That's all I have to say.
My condolences.
Mr. Whitaker,
yes, ma'am.
Before you leave the podium, there are questions for you.
What would that be?
Did you have a question?
I was actually calling them back for you because
right.
You looked as though you had a question.
So you own the property across the street from?
Yes, sir. 115 Palm.
Okay. Probably parked in front of your house today. I apologize for not coming in and asking you permission, but I was on the road. But
no, that's quite all right. But there's people come out there, family members come out there all the time,
sure.
And they can park in the driveway. I got a big driveway, you know, but I don't mind that.
Okay. But you don't actually own the cemetery, though. Exactly.
No, I do not.
Okay.
That's one reason I bought the place is because it was across the street from a cemetery, and I knew I wouldn't have any – neighbors.
No loud neighbors anyway.
Most people on that road speak Spanish.
Okay. I can understand your concern for tour buses coming out there. Although
yes, sir. That's the only thing I'm afraid
of. It's a little bit of a job to get out there, though, I would imagine.
Say again?
I said it's a little bit of a job to get out there. I imagine that.
Well, you never know with these tour buses. They go to Richmond Hill and all sorts of other bizarre places.
I can understand your concern.
So I just... That's all I've got to say.
Thank you.
You know.
Mr. Whitaker, I do have a question for you. Understanding that your property is across the street, is that correct?
From 115 Palm.
From the cemetery. So barring tourism.
Yes, ma'am.
Your position is that you are in favor of the designation?
I don't mind that as long as it doesn't interfere with my property.
Correct.
I don't want it made a historical site because it's not historical. It's a, you know, a double wide trailer with a nice metal shop behind it. There's nothing historical about that.
So you're concerned, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're concerned that your property might be designated as historic. Is that?
No, I don't see how that could be possible,
okay.
But I don't.
Just to say, I understand that.
You know, but the cemetery, that's fine. If y'all want to clean it up, that's fine. I really would like that. You know, cause I, you know, that's fine with me, but I just don't want a bunch of tour buses coming out there.
Right. But otherwise you are in support of the application.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I don't mind that.
Thank you, Mr.
Y'all can clear it up for the family.
Thank you.
I just don't want tour buses out there.
We
first
understand.
Tour bus I see out there, I'm going to come down here and raise hell.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Is there any other member of the public that would like to speak?
Good afternoon. My name is Matt Bloom, and I just got a couple questions for you guys real quick. Bowles, Inc., the nonprofit in charge of the property, were they ever given the application?
As you can see, the staff is more involved with this aspect.
I just needed to clarify, the applicant is part of the association that owns the property.
So the answer would be yes.
So my next question is, why did the nonprofit not apply for the application?
The reason the nonprofit didn't apply for the application is because this is something that I stepped into and I didn't know all of the rules. I was just trying to get something accomplished. If I would need to do it over in the Bowles Society name, I can do that over with no problem and pay the fee over again. The only reason I did it in my name is because I honestly didn't know I needed to put it in someone else's name because I was going to be the answering party, the contact person. I put it in my name.
Thank you.
And just for, I'm sorry, I have a question for clarity.
Go ahead.
But Caitlin, you just indicated that the members of the family present here are members of the Bowles Family Society.
Paul Washington and Baron Blige sitting in the corner, we are both members of the society.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
It just seems to me like this is a overgrown cemetery that has been disregarded. And so I just look at it as the county needs to condemn it. This isn't something where you just put laws over the top of them and then mandate things. You know, county seems that it would be considered an abandoned cemetery.
Thank you for that comment. That would relate to aspects of the county's procedures and approach to significant historic sites that's a little beyond what I know of, but perhaps there are comments from the board.
The state of Georgia, as I understand it, and I'm not an expert in this area, but I did speak to someone at the DNR today, said there's already, or in addition to any local designations, that the state itself provides protection for, by law, for cemeteries and burial grounds. So it's they can't be disturbed anyway in terms of like digging them up, or I'm not sure what the process, or if there is a process for condemning a graveyard.
There is. You petition it.
Okay. But I guess I still, not sure I've heard a definitive answer on this. Does the Bowles group actually own the cemetery, or are they just a group that has formed to help sort of restore and take care of the cemetery? They own it. Oh, okay. Well, and are any of the folks who are members of the society that are here today, are they officers of the organization? Is this a like a state registered organization, or sort of more of an informal group, or?
No, you can.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to clarify the ownership aspect of it.
I was just trying to clarify who was in charge of it and who was trying to petition it, because obviously you guys can see the issue of not the property owner putting forth the petition for an application.
Right. That, which is why I'm asking the question for that. So.
Okay. So if they could just show like the board, that would help easily mitigate all those questions.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have a question for you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Just for clarification purposes, are you in opposition to the application?
I just want to make sure that applications are filled out by the people who own the properties. I don't want a precedent set where anybody can apply a historical designation for anybody else's property. That's my only concern, is that because when I saw the application and it said ownership, it was left blank. And then when it said consent of owner, it was also left blank. And then when it said areas involved, because it was initially deeded a historic district, it was also left blank. That's only my concern, is that, you know, somebody could go rogue and just start applying everybody else's properties as a historic designation. And then no way would ever get an application saying, hey, your property is being dedicated. They would essentially have no idea what's going on.
All right. Thank you for that comment.
Hi, Jonathan Mellon again. So, yes, we do not have the authority. You all do not have the authority, I should say, to designate other people's property. So there is a requirement that the owner give their consent. As you all probably recall at your last meeting, there was the house that was designated. The owner was here for that property. They had nominated it. So I apologize for any confusion. We were under the assumption that, and I believe that is the case, that they were the owners of the property and they were making the application. As Mr. Washington said, he could, you know, if needed, reapply in terms of having it be under the auspices of the nonprofit. But since he's a member of the nonprofit, we did not see any issues with that. So, but again, nobody can designate someone else's property the way it's written. So, and that's not the intent here.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So before this, as this application was prepared and presented to the board for consideration, did all requirements for application, were they met successfully?
Yes, I believe so. When it was reviewed, again, we had met out there with Mr. Washington many months ago. But then Kelly, yes, has been the one reviewing the project.
So it met criteria to be?
Yes, to move forward to you all. Yes. We apologize for any confusion.
I have a question, though. Wouldn't to be properly designated, wouldn't those areas of the form have to be filled out in terms of the consent of the owner?
The form that I believe is on our website is actually a checklist. There should be a separate form, which we will get for you. You may know with our other boards, too, there's like a form. And then there's the checklist.
Right.
And so that on that other form, there's a, I don't know if I can, do I have internet access here?
Get it from the county though. We don't have it.
Okay. So this one's a little bit different in that it actually goes through the county. With our other boards, HDBR, HPC, those come directly here to the MPC. We process them and we assign application numbers. If you let's bear with me here. All right. Chatham County Historic District Properties. Here's the this is what I was talking about. So you can see here, this is what I was talking about. Property information, property address, applicant name, owner address. So.
All right. Any further questions?
Basically, what happens is the county is supposed to check the application and determine whether or not it meets their ordinance before it comes over here. That's the process with their historic applications.
So, what was this just?
It's sent to us from the county once they've looked at it and determined that it met the requirements.
Right.
If it's an incomplete application, they're not supposed to send it to our office.
So with those fields being blank, is that?
And if the county would have designated it as being complete and sent it to us.
And this may be, but I think it goes to the same issue, and I may be nitpicking here, but on the receipt that's included on, well, it's called page one.
I agree with you. It should be a complete application before it comes to us.
I'm just curious about this. Underlined, it says reference number, fee name, and then it says property not designated for historic property. And I found curious what that was. That just a typo, or and also the billing contact name has Mr. Washington's name is spelled up there. And again, since it's government documents, I would imagine those things have to be correct. It says WSSHINGTON, but below the thing I found more curious was it says property not designated for historic property. So I didn't know what that meant. It's typed, so it looks like it was the official form.
Right. No.
I'm supposing with you. Yeah.
At the time of application.
There you go. That was it.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. All right. That's who I wondered about that, but should correct Mr. Washington's name.
So the assumption is that the county did what was necessary and turned in a form that was complete and correct, but we just simply haven't quite seen that in its full exposure right now. But it does exist, and we do have owners, and so we can proceed with that.
And we'll follow up with them on this. Yes.
Another question?
Yeah. The group that owns the property, is it a registered 501? You said you've referred to it as a nonprofit. Is it a 501c3?
I'll let Mr. Washington you have a baby. I will let them.
It is registered.
Okay.
Yes.
And are there you gentlemen or the lady here, are they officers of the board?
Washington and Blige is.
Okay. That's it. Because I would imagine being a member of a nonprofit myself, that I couldn't do anything on behalf of the nonprofit,
right?
Unless I was authorized.
I would not have even come in your face if
right.
everything wasn't already in
just,
order. I
just
promise you all.
Make sure all
yes.
those
yes,
T's are crossed. All right, thank you. That was my last question. I think for now.
This is an important issue, and I appreciate everyone's patience moving through
yes,
it. Thank you very much.
A point by which I'm not clear, Mr. Broom. Are you, what is your interest in the property? Are you a neighbor or do you have a budding property?
No, ma'am. I just want to make sure that things are filled out correctly. And if I could just real quick, I don't know if you guys can see the screen.
I can't.
You can't?
Yes.
We can. Yes.
Oh, you can't. This is the page that I was referring to where it talks about completed property owner consent forms and all the other paperwork.
Uh-huh.
And it's just my only concern is that someone can petition something. And then when you call them out on it and say, hey, just want to let you know, you're not actually the one with the name on the property deed. You can say, well, I'm a part of a board, but then you don't get any like validation of it. And so it's just that's my concern is that anybody could say anything about anybody else's property and then just say, well, I'm a part of it. But documentation that shows it from the state of Georgia, because every nonprofit has to show their officers and their positions.
Well, thank you for that comment. We do want to uphold the principles of the law and who legal matters. So absolutely, that's very important, and I'm sure we can do that. So thank you. You had another comment or some other statement you wanted to make?
No, sir, that was it. I just wanted to make sure that from a legality standpoint that all the T's are crossed.
Absolutely. Well, we as the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission really care about that issue. So thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Glad this iteration the board does.
Yeah. All right. At this point, what I'd like to see is if there anyone else from the community that would like to speak. If anyone else from the community would like to speak, please state your name for the record.
County, I'm part of Chatham County as well, and the Burns community. And as Mr. Washington stated earlier, he's a member of the society that owns the property. The property, if for your record, I'm the president of that society currently. And if you need the control number, which is registered with the Georgia Corporation Division, Secretary of State, that control number is 134-60-891. And you all have my apologies for being ill prepared. I didn't know what the procedures was. As he stated, we were just trying to get the ball rolling and see this happen. My understanding what happened with that property years ago before our time, the burial was ceased. It was never abandoned. The burials at that property ceased because the graves was being desecrated at the time. My great grandmother is buried there along with her other descendants. Harry Bowles, who we both descended from, is buried in that cemetery. Less than a mile from that property is Bessie Banks' property, who married Harry Bowles. Across from that property is the historical Noguchi Church that helped manage that property over the years. But because of neighbors during that era who desecrated the properties, the other two properties that he mentioned, the family began to bury it in other properties. So yes, the property is overgrown, but for someone to mention or even come before this board to say that a sacred ground is of a sacred burial ground should be, what did you say should happen to the cemetery? Condemned?
Legally, you're supposed to.
It seems as though that is absurd, and I really wish that you all would reconsider that as it's been presented to this board here today. What other questions do we need to clarify that I hopefully can help? Because, again, I was here prepared, and the numbers and some of the names you mentioned with Hector, some of the others, we do have those names and some of the persons who was buried there during that time. Also, if you look at the deed, you will see that it's a little shy of 3 acres. That property used to be much more. And I think the neighbor, I'm not sure what his name was, he mentioned that there was an iron gate and a trailer there. That cemetery actually ran to that to the canal and across the street. But again, over time, our cemetery, this cemetery, also known as Southfield Cemetery, shrinks. So we're trying to make sure that our family is no longer being disrespected, trampled upon, or seen as just shrubs. So yes, once we see something being done with it, with the help, hopefully, of this, what is it? Board who can approve this right here, Financial Commission. Thank you. We can move forward to again seeing with some of those slopes that you mentioned. I think it was you who mentioned those what they call it, the descents in the ground with some of the grazer. One who is possibly my great grandmother. My grandmother and Elnora King, she's now deceased. We went out there on that property to determine where and some of the persons who she could remember during that time. But again, it was too emotional. They weren't buried in vaults because during that era, they didn't have the finances. So they was buried directly in the ground in pine boxes. So there's a lot of history that goes to that cemetery that predates all of us in here. So we're just hoping that I know we're looking at possible Arizona form and things of that nature there, but if I can assist in any way, along with Paul Washington, who we appointed from the society to come and get this accomplished. We're here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that comment. And are there any questions for? Okay. Go ahead. Please go ahead. State your name for the record.
I'm Patrick Bloom, member of the. Patrick Bloom, just a resident of the county, Jam County. First, I want to applaud your efforts at what you're doing as to trying to restore a cemetery. We've been through that, actually, and Matthew Bloom would be a great resource for you guys to stay in contact with. Just want to clarify a few points. We just, again, our main concern is just that the owner of the property was part of the process. That was it. The second thing is that until 5 days ago, your name was not registered and so we didn't check that as of a couple days ago. So now he actually is registered as a state as the board member. So that's great. No. I'm sorry. And so we didn't check within the last 5 days, but our only concern is that on previous to 5 days ago that their names were not part of the controlling board that was a property owner. So that's been clarified. Again, we applaud your efforts at trying to get this work done. Can't be any more clear on that. And again, the whole comment on the condemnation was if the property owner who was listed and they had tried to contact them and their efforts at trying to get the property taken care of on a day-to-day basis were unsuccessful, then there was a mechanism with the county to try and rectify that. Okay, it had nothing to do with any condemnation of the cemetery itself from a cemetery standpoint. It had to do with trying to outline the mechanism by which non-owners could get things correct.
That is an important clarification for the sake of respect to
yes.
the community and to those interred there. Thank you very
yes.
much for that.
I could not be more supportive of your efforts as far as to try and get this cemetery property back.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the community that would like to speak? Are there any questions for the people that have spoken thus far from the community? Or should we open now to discussion? Is there discussion on this motion? I would just like to say that I am a cemetery lover in general, and I walk on an extremely regular basis in Laurel Grove North, Laurel Grove South, Bonaventure Cemetery, and I have written historic articles on Laurel Grove South in particular. And, you know, that cemetery is the historically segregated black cemetery in the city of Savannah. And you can walk through that cemetery and see many of those swales in the earth. And for that matter, if you go over to Greenwich Cemetery, you can see some there too. It just is a fact that occurs on occasion. And there are overgrown sections of Laurel Grove South as well. So this is a naturally occurring situation where you have a lot of nature and fairly prescribed, you know, bodies of stone or brick or some sort of structure. And communities have moments of strength and moments of weakness, and they have moments of, you know, maintenance and then moments when that maintenance lets up. It's really heartening to me as the chair of this group right now to see a community wanting to rise up and to take responsibility for and to preserve a cemetery that's important to them. That's a wonderful thing. I'm reminded of LePageville Memorial Cemetery, which is out President Street Extension at the end of Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a cemetery of African American workers who worked with the shipbuilding industry in World War II time. And that cemetery was never marked, but Patricia Jenkins, a neighborhood resident and someone who gathered interest in that cemetery, has gotten a gate for that cemetery. There is a sign posted near the gate telling people what the property is. The cemetery has not been fully cleared because it's extensive and there's woods that have grown up over it. But one thing I can guarantee, and this speaks to one of the members of the community that spoke today, is there are no tour buses that stop there. There's not one that stops there, unfortunately. And I say that unfortunately. All the tourists that are interested in cemeteries today go to Bonaventure. They do not go to Laurel Grove North. They do not go to Laurel Grove South, except on a very rare occasion. And this is too bad because there's a lot of good history to be learned in those places. And I wish the commercial tourism industry was a little less commercially oriented and more historically oriented and would in fact go out and learn from all these places that are so rich in our environment. So anyway, I think the thought of tour buses being a problem is one that's it's good you brought up, but I would not worry about that particularly, in my opinion. Other people may have other opinions. And the legality issue, I think we do need to nail that down to make sure that it's correctly stated in the proper forms. This just seems like a staff issue that should be very clearly addressed. And then the community should be helped to find sources of support for grants and so forth to try to get this cemetery, you know, preserved in a way that's respectful. I think that's a really important thing. So that's my comment. Any other comments? Please.
The organization may want to consider reaching out to Willow Hill Heritage Society. They're in Statesboro, but they are a like-minded group that have taken on preserving and studying a number of traditional African American cemeteries out in the Statesboro area. They work pretty closely with graduate students from Georgia Southern University to help with the research behind that, to sort of start documenting. And I saw that there was a report by SCAD on the local area, so all that, which was good that was in, incorporated, but some of these organizations might be able to lend advice because they've gone through the process before and may help you avoid any mistakes, but, you know, doing things that are reinventing the wheel in that sense. But other than that, I kind of support what you mentioned.
Any other comments? All right. Well, if there are no further comments, then we need to have a motion put into place for adoption of this let's see, how we should we state this? It's a motion to adopt the the designation of this property to the Chatham County Historic Preservation District.
Before we do that, yes. Can we do that with the application in the current state? Or, I mean, can that be done with the assumption that if there's missing information that will be added, or can we vote before those things are changed?
It's up to the board as to whether or not you want to hold off, and you can ask for it to be continued to the next meeting if that's a concern of yours.
Well, it's not that I want to delay anything, but I'm wondering, can we go ahead and designate it with the understanding that some of that missing information will be added?
It's probably in the best interest of the board to postpone it to the next meeting or continue it to the next meeting and ask that the application be completely filled out so that there's no concern with regard to ownership. And
all right, yes, I think that is prudent. So is there a motion to continue this particular agenda item with the expectation that the information that's been requested will be completely filled out and prepared for our next meeting?
And the next meeting is in
November. What date is November? November 4th?
November 6th.
26th, okay.
Six.
The sixth.
All right, so you're calling for a motion?
Well, I have a question. Can I order, Matt? Shouldn't we assume that should we assume the application is complete and correct, if it's given to the board, that the county's actually done what they're supposed to do?
You can, but if you find that you have questions, then it's up to you as to whether or not you want to send it back and ask for additional information.
I have another question.
Please.
Would this delay cause any undue hardship to the organization that's trying to move forward with preservation plans? Thank you, Mr. Washington.
Thank you.
However, it is of note that it did come over and pass Building Safety and Regulatory Services scrutiny.
Well, yeah, I agree. I'm wavering on this.
I think
it's important that we uphold the highest standards. However, if it's come from the county, I think we should be able to trust the county and assume that that information is there.
My opinion is that the form should be filled out properly. It shouldn't have gotten this far without it being done properly. And that's not really, you know, that's an issue for the county, but if the county says it's good enough, is it good enough? You know?
What is staff?
Does the county
recommend?
Do they actually review the ownership deeds during the process?
I don't know what their process is. They're supposed to ensure that the application is complete before it comes to us. So I don't know what they do on their side in terms of
verification of ownership is not one of the criteria. I'm just curious what the county does to prove ownership and to
better answer than I on that one.
Yeah, sorry,
when you're working with the county on that portion.
Trying to access some things on our computers, which we're not having a lot of luck with. As you all know, the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission is new. But we've just started getting back together. So we're still working to, as you can probably tell from today, work out the kinks in the system and understand what is going on. But I, in my personal opinion, we have Mr. Washington here, and we have, I'm sorry, your name again, sir? Mr. Badge. Who are, I believe, representatives of the organization. So the owners are the ones who are proposing this application. So if there is some minor thing that needs to be corrected on a form that we can't seem to pull up on our computers right now, I think it would be staff's position that you all could vote on designating this site. To me, what is before you is, does this site meet the criteria for designation? If there is some minor error, if the folks that were here before you had nothing to do with this, and if we had a property owner here saying, I own that property, nobody talked to me, I would be telling you 100%, we should not be taking any action on this. The owner has to give their consent. But since we know that we have representatives of the folks who own this property here before you, officers of this organization who are speaking to you, that gives me great comfort, whether or not there was some minor, you know, issue with the forms. And to be honest, you know, we all have issues with these, with forms. So that would be.
I guess one other thing I'd mention is our job is to provide a recommendation to the board. It's up to them to really actually.
Right. The county still has to take their action.
Right.
And so before they would take any action, we have time, which we will do right after this meeting, to check on all of this. So I guess staff's recommendation would be, if you all feel it meets the criteria for designation, move forward with that recommendation.
On the screen again, the staff recommendation?
Yes.
So that's excellent commentary. Thank you very much. And so now, is there discussion about the staff recommendation and about the fulfillment of this property for designation?
My concern is that, although this may never happen, at some future point, if someone else came back and challenged us and said, they voted on an application that wasn't complete, that actually weakens their ability to preserve the property if we give some opening that someone can use to drive a wedge and to attack that. That actually hurts their ability to protect the property if we set them up for some kind of a challenge later on. On the other hand, if we're just making the recommendation or that it should be designated, and I don't know when that board, the official board actually meets to make that designation, but is it possible that the forms can be corrected and that those forms go to the actual members who make the designation?
You can make that a part of your motion.
Or could we make a recommendation with the qualifications that all these things be addressed? I mean, I think that's really, you know,
right.
It'd be one, ideally we'd like to know, we'd like, you know, to be able to see the, you know, the ownership and the petitioner's relationship.
Point of clarification is sought. If our recommendation is in the affirmative for designation for listing on the Chatham County Register of Historic Places, citing the PIN number, and these documents are tightened up prior to presentation to the Chatham County Commission, that would be in order. That's a question.
Yes, that would be in order.
Okay.
That's a good way to do it.
That sounds like to me a good motion.
So then I move that we find the petition for designation and inclusion in on the listing for Chatham County Register of Historic Places
the Southfield Cemetery, which is located at Palm Drive, pin number 11030E02007. For approval.
Do you want to put the condition
with
on?
With the conditions that the...
With, provided with the conditions that the accompanying application have completed fields where ownership is
reported,
listed.
And verified.
And verified. For approval by Chatham County Board of Commissioners.
I second.
Is there a second? Good. Then there is a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 The motion passes. Thank you very much. And this is a very important process and an important designation. And I appreciate everyone's patience and everyone's contributions today. Really a good meeting. This is the kind of meeting we want to have, is meetings that can move through important information like this and do it in a professional manner. So thank you. All right. The next item is to think about our next meeting and the date that's been established for the next meeting is November 6th.
Sorry, you may have noticed I disappeared for a sec.
2024.
We couldn't seem to access. So we have the completed application with the owner's information on it. Everything is there. So everything has been, was correctly submitted. It's all there. What was on here was a different app, the checklist, but there is an application that has all the information. There's no question about who owns it, all of that. So just so you know.
So then the motion that was made is applicable and the application can go forward with confidence to the, to the.
Correct.
Board of Commissioners.
I wasn't here for your motion, but yes.
The motion basically stated contingent upon the completed application.
The application is, yes, they completed the application. It's in the file.
Super. That's good.
We're okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Are we going to need to update the minutes of this meeting with the application? Or does it need to be in the... Does the full application need to be put into the minutes of this meeting?
We can do that.
Or,
yeah.
Or amended in the next meeting, submitted in.
Yep. We're happy to do that. Yes.
Thank you very much. So, are there any other items of business that need to be addressed today? All right. Well, then the next regular meeting is November 6, 2024 at 3 p.m. And I want to thank everyone here today. And with that, we can adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you all.